I'm Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, New Jersey becomes the first northern state to apologize for slavery. Some say it's long overdue. Others say it's unfair and a waste of energy. We'll hear both sides in a moment. But first, we wanted to talk a bit more about the big doings in New Hampshire. But we wanted to get a more personal take. So I thought, who better to call than my former high school Spanish teacher, Charlene Clinton? She is currently teaching at Andover High School in Andover, Massachusetts, which is across the border from her home in Windham, New Hampshire. She's joining us on the phone between classes. Well, hello or hola.
Hola. Thank you very much for having me, Michelle.
Well, thank you. Are you having fun? Is it exciting?
The whole process, I've never been more excited in my life. I am moved. I am excited. I am anticipating. It's the best thing that has ever happened in my political, life or watching politics, I got to tell you.
What's the best thing? Because I have to tell you, one of the reasons I wanted to call you is I've never known you to be particularly interested in politics. So what is it that's got you so excited?
Well, it's a subtle thing. It's a subjective thing. It is the sense that there is something that can improve, or someone in particular, Barack Obama, who can make a change, and I hate to use that word, but who actually, just by his very face, who looks like the majority of the world and who, for me, connects instantly to me on a very, very gut level. And I want to say that I was at his rally in Derry on Sunday, and he not only connected with me as far as his message and his being, but with everyone around me. I mean, I've never been one to sit and chat, with people in a gym, but we talked about the man and how we felt, and these are my neighbors.
Have you ever been to a political rally before?
No.
I know that we candidates come to New Hampshire, so they'll seek you out at schools, particularly you being a teacher. They'll seek out schools often as a place to hold meetings. But have you ever gone to a rally yourself before on your own dime?
Absolutely not. And I have been very intrigued by a number of candidates who've come here. I've listened and watched on television, radio, but I've never been moved to physically take myself to the rally, and I felt compelled.
Now, you're African-American.
Yeah.
And I think the latest numbers show, what is it, the big 1% of New Hampshire?
Yes.
Residents are African-American. Do you think that's part of it for you?
I can't say that it's not. It's got to be. When I just say that it's something very almost instinctive in me to be drawn to this man. But I will say this, I was not at first. I had serious doubts. The arguments about experience, he was very new to me. But the more that I read about Barack Obama, the more that I heard him speak, it moved me. And I really, really think that this is a man, and I will say in regard to experience, I think that I've said before that for me, intelligence, mother wit, and sincerity are going to trump experience. And I think that he's going to make an offering not only to this country, but to the world that's going to be well received.
What about your neighbors? What are they saying?
Well, all right, Michelle, I'm going to have to tell you my age probably, but I live in an over 55 community.
Oh.
And they are, by and large, from the emails that I get, very, very staunch Republican. So I'm not going to be looking to that particular age group. And I think that leads me into something else I want to share with you. I'm a baby boomer, but I think it's time for my generation, and I know I'm going to catch flack for this, to step aside. I think that there's a new wind. I think that Barack Obama represents that. And there, I've said it. I'll own it.
Don't worry, I won't send the emails to you. I'll answer them myself. I'll answer them for you. Finally, what about Senator Clinton? What about Senator Hillary Clinton? I know you've had a chance to see her before because she came by. I said earlier, 8 years ago, that would have been 16 years ago. Forgive me. I guess my age is catching up with me, too. When New Hampshire was very important to the Clintons, when Bill Clinton was running, what about Senator Clinton? Does she? I know you're not a relation, but at least as far as you know. But
as far
what
as
do you
I
think?
Know.
Yeah.
When the whole process began, I was very much in favor of Hillary Clinton because, again, it's intelligence that draws me, the ability to surround yourself with intelligent people and know that that will be your strength. and the ability to seek counsel and to get things done, to have a vision, to have a plan, to follow through, to be logical, to be coherent. And I found all of those things in her, but there was always a nagging feeling that just didn't quite feel right, And so I used my intelligence to list all of her accomplishments, all of her abilities, and I said, this is the choice for me.
Okay. Thank you so much. Charlene Clinton, my former high school Spanish teacher. She now teaches at Andover High School in Andover, Massachusetts, and she lives in Windham, New Hampshire. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us. Muchas gracias.
De nada.
Again, you can tune in later tonight from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time when I'll be co-hosting NPR special coverage of the New Hampshire primary. Many NPR stations will carry the election special tonight after the polls close.